Morning, Cookie. How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Now, very well, thanks. Now, firstly, before we get to the footy, you've had enormous amounts of feedback on the text line for what to call your horse. Did you narrow it down at all? I've got a list of huge amount of names here. What did you come up with?
I've just got given sent the list just before Nick sent it to me. Sent you all the names. So I was just going through a couple of them before he's called. But a couple of good ones, mate. I'm going to pass them straight on to the rest of them. Hopefully, hopefully a couple will land. Black Book Cook, that wasn't a bad one. Run Cookie Run, I like that. So
I like Cook the Roost or Cook the Chook.
Cook the Chook.
A lot of Roosters fans wouldn't be happy with you.
Yeah, no.
Cooked Rabbit. Cook a bunny. Yeah. Well, anyway, you can waste about 4 hours today going through that, Cookie.
I will be, mate.
How's the week off been for you? Has it helped, or are you a cat on a hot tin roof? I mean, how have you handled it all?
Yeah, I think it has helped. A lot of the boys who have been, rested on the weekend, obviously feeling good, nice and fresh going this weekend, obviously excited to play. So I think, so far so good. The signs that we had the week off have been for good reason, and hopefully it pays off.
And you were just rested solely because he just wanted you fresh going into the finals rather than an injury, Cookie?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much why a lot of us, just a lot of footy this year, I guess. And we're in a good position where we could rest a lot of players. And also the same thing is give a lot of players the opportunity to get some game time up here. We've got a lot of guys up here, in the squad who it's been a pretty tough year for them, where they're coming to train and they're getting flogged and not getting a lot of game time, especially the last 2 years. So it was really good to reward a lot of those guys for their hard work, that they can, because any of them could go on and get the job done just like they did on the weekend. So it was good to see some of those guys get a run on the weekend.
Yeah, you've played Penrith twice this year and failed to come up with a win. Why will this game be different?
Yeah, obviously the first one, when we got flogged by home, take nothing out of that, really, to be honest. The second one, I think we take a lot out of that, where we, we'll win the battle at the start of the game. But the big one for us is just, against a side like Penrith, giving that many penalties away, I think it was like 11 or something, that you can't let them out of their own field, their own end that easy, and give them more sets than they need. And then we just got to the end of the game and probably just dropped off in a little bit of an area of, just controlling that last tackle and then kick pressure. And, Nate took control of that game in the last 20. So, a couple of areas to improve going this weekend.
Cookie, there's been lots of talk about who's going to play fullback for you boys. I see Blake Taff's been named there, but how much pressure will he be under? Obviously, that high ball of Nathan Cleary is, Loz has said it a few times, doesn't matter how good a fullback you are, it's always tough. Is there anything you boys can do to be supporting him with that?
Well, I think having the Trell here with him, it's going to be a big help for him. But the main one is it's up to us to make sure that we're, getting... winning those last tackles and trying to put as much pressure on the kickers as we can to stop that, that big torpy that he does put up. But one thing about Taff, that it was good for him on the weekend to probably play without a lot of us, so he could just find his feet and get some confidence on his own. And now, once the full team's back, I'm sure that'll be a big help too. I'm sure he's got a good little combination already with Cody, even though they don't haven't played a lot together. They've done a lot of training. They're quite close as well. So, mate, I'm pretty excited to play alongside him. He buzzes around the field, I'm sure, which everyone saw. He's got a lot of support playing him. He's busy, and he's just looking forward to watching what he does. And
Does much change not having Latrell in regards to your structures, I guess, Cookie? Does Wayne Bennett make many changes there, or do you play very similar style, just with obviously Blake coming in and playing that role?
Yeah, no, pretty much the same style, mate. Let Blake do his thing on the end of shapes at what he does, and he keeps it pretty simple anyway. He's a pretty smart little footballer. Mm-hmm. You'll either run it or do what he needs to do. But our shape won't change too much. Obviously, he's got different things like the troll. He's big carry back off a kick, carrying a few people. But then we've got other things like he's going to be chasing those kicks. He's going to be busy in support through the middle. They've definitely got different attributes to their game. Our structure won't change much at all.
One of their strengths is obviously Brian Toho, and you played with him in State of Origin, Cookie, and it's hard to limit the impact that he has on a contest. And in particular, coming out of yardage, he's just so good. Do you guys look to sort of kick to him to try and tackle him, like under the ball and he doesn't get a time to wind up, or do you look to kick away from his side of the field and try and sort of look after him on tackle two or three?
Yeah, kicking away from him doesn't work too much either, because one thing I learned from playing alongside Origin, he goes looking for the ball. He'll have 100 carries a game if he could. So, mate, he's very busy and he does a great job for them getting out of yardage. But I think it's just, you got to try and just do it. He's going to make big metres. He's going to make big contact metres as well. That's what he does so well. But it's just to limit them as best as we can and try and limit those metres as best we can so we can win the next tackle as well. But he does a great job for him. But he's definitely one we've got to handle in yardage.
It's probably a negative play, but talk about maybe just finding touch down his side.
Oh, he's still going to come out and get that second or first carry anyway. And that's probably not in our game plan either. We don't want to kick the ball out and slow the game down. We like to keep it in play and play up tempo just like they do as well. So, I don't think we won't change our game plan just for him. Yeah,
we have a text here from Russell from Penrith. Morning, boys. Can you ask Cookie his opinion of his namesake off to the Bulldogs? And this is Josh Cook.
Yeah, no, mate, I'm a big fan of Josh's. I've been able to work alongside him for the last couple of years. It's a very tough period for some of these players that haven't been able to play reserve grade or much footy at all, and now trying to find some contracts and, without being able to play any footy to prove themselves. But Josh is someone who's quite a tough player, great in defence, and got a good running game as well. So I think he's going to do a great job for them. I've got no doubt that he'll go over there and play a lot of first grade as well.
Now, how good is it seeing Queensland implode? They don't have a coach anymore. I mean, you got Wayne Bennett. Are you going to tell Wayne that, Queensland needs you, mate? Get back there?
I wouldn't be surprised if he does, to be honest. He hasn't told us anything that he's doing at the moment. So unless that new Brisbane team comes in, he'll probably be a bit free and have some spare time on the farm. So he might jump in for a couple of weeks and coach the Queensland side again.
I reckon it'll happen, Loz. What do you reckon?
Oh, well, he's unemployed. And
that's the
Queensland Rugby League. No-brainer.
Most
73-year-olds
are unemployed.
That's a fair call too, Cookie.
Can you see him sitting on the couch, Cookie, with his feet up doing nothing?
Well, mate, on the farm probably watching Netflix.
Now, Cookie, a lot's always been made of this Penrith team and the fact that they can attack from anywhere and they're very strong all across the park. But if you had to identify one player or one thing in their game where you really need to be dominant in this contest, what would you tell me?
I think it's more what they do in defence. They sometimes try to catch you out on certain plays where they might rush up and try and force you to make an error or something. I think for us it's going to be a lot of the game's been going to be played out of yardage sets, coming off your own line. I think that's where we're going to be really disciplined and just keep getting through our seats, keep kicking back to them and taking the challenge to them that way. Sometimes you might be trying to shift the ball and not have one person rush out, just trying to make you panic and overplay your hand and force errors. And then once you force an error, that's where they can turn around, roll it in goal, get the repeat sets and take control of the game that way. So I think for us, it's just keeping being disciplined within our game plan, not worrying about them dictating to us and take it to them, yeah.
I think your tip ran second last week from memory.
Again.
Yeah, what have you got for us?
It's Ocean Emperor, but I've just got to check the race. I think it's Sydney Race 5-2, or have I got that around the wrong way?
Gosford today, yeah?
Gosford.
Ocean Emperor. Yep, race 5, yep. Number 2 in the Derby racing colours.
Bit of value today.
I love the value, Cookie.
Yes.
Just to take you up on that, mate, my tip won last week too.
Well done.
Just a little reminder.
That's the difference with you. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, it's a very good point,
I'm happy for you too, Cookie, when you land one.
That's a very good point.
I don't
not death riding
ride,
you, Loz.
No, I don't
like
death ride.
Like you do everyone else.
You're the biggest death rider I've seen.
Yeah. I love death riding his own tips a couple of weeks ago.
I love when Jamie does the multi, and Loz is so supportive in here, and he puts the headphones out and he goes, geez, I hope it comes last.
Well, good luck with that, Cookie, and I'm sure good luck more so against the Panthers this week, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, guys, and thanks for all the listeners sending through their names as well. So hopefully one gets across the line.
Beautiful. Let us know.
Cheers, mate.
See you all, Cookie.
Bye.